Blog Talk Radio.
There's my little sugar plum.
Still think a bug spray needs to feel greasy? Off Skin Tastic Spritz feels great. Its gentle aloe formula feels pleasant like Avon Skin So Soft Repellent, but gives you 100% protection. Avon doesn't come close. Off Skin Tastic feels good on, keeps bugs off. S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Hey, you! Come out here on the floor. Let's rock some more. Come out of here on the floor, and let's rock some roll, yeah. Now when you get out here, don't you have no fear. Put your hands on your hips and let your backbone lift and work out.
This is a product of WBNN. This is the Casual Chat with Ava Holly. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria, call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Welcome to the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly. So proud to be part of this dynasty, just unbelievable. And we have our guest tonight who will be multitasking like crazy. For those of you that don't know me yet, I've had many years in radio going back to my college days at Penn State. I'm a singer-songwriter, author, designer, and founder of 4A Star Entertainment, where we host and plan your events. Well, not so much lately, yet we're moving along in the right direction. Lots of new adventures coming our way in 2022, including our charitable project, Ava's Eye Bags. Tonight, I am proud to be chatting with International Internet Radio Hall of Fame lifetime disc jockey and producer achiever, Oladele Malawa Ngozi. And we will be talking about life experiences, navigating around closed doors, and how we get around that. So think about that if you're going to call in. Maybe you want to share a little tidbit with us. So, Brother O, Ngozi, Oladele, am I saying that correctly? Welcome to your show, to my show, to our show.
It's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Now, tonight I'm calling in from one of my residences. I have a residence in Laramie, Wyoming, so I'm calling in tonight from Wyoming. How is that?
That's cool.
So I'm out here in the plains, so it's wonderful. You know, I have a ranch house, and a lot of people don't know that I have cattle and horses. The first time I'm talking about that. So I'm really, really blessed, and I'll be moving here, and I'll be moving here in 3 years.
Oh, really? Nice. That's a life-changing experience right there, because it's a little different style of living than you're used to, correct?
I love peace and quiet.
Yeah, that's where I'm heading to. I am so sick of all the hustle bustle, let me tell you. But listen, I want you to think about an experience. I'm going to share a quick little tidbit with you, then I want you to share something back with me. So let me tell you about something that was life-changing for me. And I don't know, you know, what you guys out there believe, yet this actually happened to me. So I'm in my mom's home in Seaside Park, New Jersey, and my parents were gone to Miami for the winter, and I'm there all by myself in the house. And I was fed up with everything and everybody, pretty much like I am now. And I had my heart set on moving to Miami. My family was there part of the year. And I said, you know what? I'm packing everything in and I'm moving to Miami. So I wound up falling asleep in my dad's big comfy chair. And the lights were on, and I sort of woke up kind of half in and half out of it, and I think that's when our best inspiration is. But I felt like somebody was in my house, and I was there by myself. The doors were locked. I could not get myself to open up my eyes. I just kind of was breathing and kind of in and out of it, pretending to stay asleep, and I felt like somebody was in my house. And all of a sudden, I feel like if you took your hands and placed them around your wrist very lightly where your fingers would touch, make a circle around your wrist, I kind of felt that on my ankles. And I was so afraid to open up my eyes, I just kind of willed myself back to sleep. And I woke up in the morning, and to me, that was something telling me, holding my ankles down, not to move to Miami. And I didn't, and I wound up coming to Atlantic City, New Jersey, and my whole life could have been different. I don't know. I don't know if it would have been better or worse, but that's an experience that sits out in my mind that I did not go because of that experience. I mean, can you relate to what I'm saying, Ngozi? It's like
yes.
I think about that a lot because I'm in that frame of mind now that I just want to get out of here, you know?
Well, you know, a lot of times, too, that sounds like a horror movie right there. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like you're playing, you know, Miss Bates, you know, the Bates Motel or something like that. But, yes, a lot of times you have to always have your mind right and trying to find peace. And, you know, a lot of people say, okay, well, you moved to Long Island, right? Yeah, but there's still a lot of hustle bustle there in Long Island. Long Island's not the same Long Island like it was 20 years ago. Then, you know, Philadelphia, yes, you know, family, blah, 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 blah. You know, living and, you know, growing up in California, same thing. And I always will have a very special place for, you know, the Golden State. But being out here today, and Jerry Petito was calling me today, you know, I was taking care of business, and I just finished milking some cows. That was the first time in my life. My cousin, his name is Douglas Swinson. He's already been out here for a long time. He said, man, look, you know, why don't you come on out here, man, and, you know, right down, you know, the long road, you know, why don't you go out here and build some property, you know, and you know. And I've been working on this for 2 years. Anybody didn't know that. But I'm so glad to be here. A little noise here and there, but it's just wonderful, you know, to see, you know, certain cars go. It's always good to see people definitely out here, it gets a little crazy. But, you know, I've never been lonely. I like being alone a lot, you know what I mean? And just coming out here, man, it's a wonderful feeling, wonderful experience, life experience for the first time, being in nature.
Let me ask you about the cows.
Yes, what about them?
I want to ask you about the cows. Did you, I mean, I think that's fascinating that you have milked cows. Did you just kind of figure it out on your own, or did somebody show you?
They showed me last week, and I was scared to death. And they stink. They stink.
Wow.
But as you get used to the nature, now they don't stink anymore. Yesterday, I got a chance to ride some horses, and I've done that many times. So it's just fun, man. Mm-hmm. Just being part of life, this life experience being, a cowboy. And, and owning, animals and chickens, you know what I mean? Seeing chickens lay eggs, know what I mean? I have the opportunity on Friday, man, to go into, the house, of hens, get my own eggs, and eat my breakfast from the eggs that I own. Wow.
Yep. Wow. You know, it's funny you brought up a memory. We had a live-in babysitter for me when I was younger because my parents worked all the time, and she would go home on the weekends, and sometimes I would go home with her and spend some time at her family's farm on the weekends. But she took me out to, they had chickens and chicken coop and all that, and we picked the eggs, and you just raised that memory for me of going there with her to pick, collect the eggs. That's wild.
It's funny, Ava, because I know, Jerry Petito is listening. And, a lot of times, I have some cows, that are going to be sold, for great meat, great beef.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a vegan situation.
Jerry, you're loving this. I can see her gagging right now.
Yes. But one thing about, having, your own hen house now, and I know Sister Bessie can relate to that. She grew up in Jacksonville. On a farm, going down there, I had my own well water. Yeah, wonderful to be able to get my own water. So, my house has full plumbing. Okay, thank you very much. But it's always good to take a walk and get your own water. And a lot of times when I do, I walk out there and just drink from it. That cool water coming from the ground.
That's really good too.
That is a life experience right there.
So let me ask you what prompted this move and what prompted this? I know you said you have a relative out there, friend or relative, I don't remember what you said, but...
My cousin Douglas, yeah.
Yeah. So tell me how this came about. Tell our listeners how your inner cowboy came to be.
Well, always as a little boy, always wanted to own horses. And so that's something that I really, really love and, thought about. And it's a lifelong dream to be one with nature. Like I said, I run a multimedia business, and it's very hectic. This is where I find peace. I'll be back in Philadelphia next week, but just to find peace, come out here. Tomorrow night I'll be doing the show from Wyoming, my own show called I'm a Stand-Up Guy, and we'll be talking about something that, talking about a life-changing experience. In March of 1972, there was a convention, a national black political convention, where we came together to try to fix our own problems. No help for anyone else, just trying to fix our problems in our community and try to build businesses and help our kids and be able to have the ability, infrastructure of education, trade and all that. And somehow, some way, that convention failed. And for 50 years later, man, people still have the same problems they had in 1972 in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a travesty. Mm-hmm. I think that's a shame, a rotten, dirty, download shame.
It is.
So we'll be talking about tomorrow night.
We have to check that out. Me and Jerry.
Yes.
Ha, 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 ha.
Yes. Yeah. Be wonderful. Now, of course,
we,
I say...
I,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. You already know I like to talk. So go ahead. This is your show. I can take over the show.
It's good. We're two talkers. I have a keychain that says I'm talking and I can't shut up. Anyway, mm-hmm. I also love horses. My mom loved horses. My mother really loved horses, and she would get around them all the time. Yet I used to ride through like a school. I never did any like long rides by myself, yet I do love horses. And then my daughter took some lessons, some riding lessons, grooming lessons when she was real little. So we all come from like a horse loving family. So that's kind of cool. Now, are you going to, do you have your own horses, or are they, you know, will they be part of your farm?
I own everything that's on this farm. And it's funny, my house, you know, I made one big mistake, and I got to get, another transformer in my own home because mm-hmm. I'm not able to make phone calls in the house. So I got to come out here on my deck on the prairie. You know, I'm home on the range where the deer and antelope play. And definitely seldom is heard, never a discouraging word, you know what I mean? And the clouds, well, the sun is not cloudy all day, whatever the name of the song. But I feel that a lot of times, you know, different dress out here. You know, I have my Stetson, you know what I mean? You know, I have my boots. No spurs. I don't believe in hurting animals. Yeah, I don't wear spurs. You know what I mean? I'm a trained horseman. I know how to, ride horses without harming horses. I think spurs are horrible. You know what I mean? Like, who would like to be hit by a spur?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. Do you ever race those horses, or did you ever race horses?
No. It's just the thrill of the ride. Sometimes going out 5 or 6 miles by yourself, you know, and you with a living being, a human being, and a living being, cohabitating together. My horse, his name is Sparky.
I like it.
Me and Spiky ride, and we have a great time.
I like to feel the animals breathing. Like, we just got a little dog, and I like to, like, put my hand, like, on their chest and feel them breathing. But I always felt like that, even with the other animals that I've had. You know, I like to just feel, I don't know, kind of makes you feel like one with a different species, so to say, you know,
yes.
And it's kind of interesting, especially going out on rides like that long of a ride. I've never been out on a horse for that long of a time, so you get to kind of bond with them and the nature, you know, so that's kind of interesting, right?
I feel like I'm Wyatt Earp, and shout out to my hired hand. His name is Raul Gonzalez. It's hard being, you know, cleaning them after a horse poop. You know what I mean? And cow poop. But that's what he does on a constant basis. So shout out to him, okay? Shout out to him. And shout out to the next
Hello,
song about
Raul.
To play.
God bless
Listen.
You.
We're going to go to Jackie Wilson right now and come back to this outstanding interview with me.
All right. Here we go. Love it. Woo!
Somebody to hold my hand, somebody to love me and understand. I want a woman. I want
a lover.
I want a friend.
A friend.
I want somebody my love. Just loving is something I've got plenty of. I want a woman.
Woman.
I want a lover.
A lover.
I want a friend.
Bye.
Like that
Welcome
one.
Back. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love the voice is just phenomenal. Just phenomenal.
Yes.
So welcome back to the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly. We are so proud to be talking with International Internet Radio Hall of Famer, Oladele Malawa Ngozi, better known as Brother O. Brother O, does your audience out here, like, is there anything they don't know about you? I mean, is this the first time you're springing the Wyoming thing on us, or what?
This is true. Yes, this is true. Now they know I'm a cowboy. I love to shoot pool. I love to swim. I love hiking by myself with a compass and a GPS, so I don't get lost. I just love everything that is love.
Yeah.
And let's get when I was a little boy, Pele, in his last soccer match, he just said three words, and he said, I want everyone to know that the world is all about love, love, and love. And I was maybe 7 years old, and I was crying. And my mom said, why are you crying? But my discernment, I felt it when he said it. And it still moves me to this.
All you need is love.
And
all you need is love. Love, love, love.
That's it.
I'm a swimmer too. We come from a swimming family. My sister has a swim club and owns an aquatic center, and so that's interesting to hear about that. And I love long walks. I don't know about hiking, but I love long walks. Also, either by myself or with one other person, to take long walks and just take in the nature like that. So so we have a caller online, caller in queue.
Yes,
who are you? Where are you from?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Who is it?
Hey, I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. This is a great show.
Thank you.
Who is this?
This is Shanna Sin, the artist formerly known as Outspoken Live. I'm a spoken word artist, just an artist in general. Can I tell you a little story about me and O's relationship?
Absolutely.
Okay, so he got in touch with me via Facebook. In my messenger, he saw a picture of me, and he sent me a messenger message that said, I have an opportunity for you to save a lot of lives. I immediately messaged him back and said, I'm not interested. Mm-hmm. But I gave it a chance, and it's real cathartic how, because of that show was the foundation for me to break out and work in my artistry. And had it not been for I wouldn't have had that platform. I wouldn't have even been in a situation such as now. And I had a live show here in Nashville, and I lost the show, basically. And I got back to the basics because O recruited me to be a candidate again. And I know one thing about the broadcasting business, it has to be support from your other colleagues. And, you know, I'm glad I tuned in because you said you are an artist and a book writer as well?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So there's a lot of things that I know how to write a book. I know how to perform on a stage, but I don't know the background behind the promotions and the stuff that goes on behind closed doors. So I'm stuck in a position where I'm losing things that shouldn't be lost because I don't have the proper information to move forward, you know.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you something, Ava, and I got a surprise for you. Okay, and I'm going to keep Outspoken, the artist formerly known as Outspoken Live on, Shannon Stanton, our new candidate. Mm-hmm. Her show is Saturday at 10:30, a special time. I'm going to bring on somebody that's going to shock both of your everlasting souls. Carla, you're on the line.
Wow. Hey, it's Jerry. Hi, sweetie.
Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Yep, I want to say hi to Ava. I love you. I want to say
love you too,
hello
girlfriend.
To Shannon. Girlfriend, I'm so happy you're back. I love you too. God bless you. I want to say hello, of course, to our Hall of Fame international DJ and producer. Brother O, without you, we wouldn't be where we're at today, and you know that's how I feel. But having said
right.
that, I've said enough. I want to thank you for playing Jackie Wilson. You know, I thought I was one of
oh
his
my
biggest
God.
Fans. Yeah, I thought I was one of Jackie's biggest fans because him and Elvis, you know, loved each other. Okay, but
yeah.
you know what? I got a surprise friend on the line with me who I adore, who I think is even a bigger fan of Jackie Wilson than me, probably the biggest in the world. Say hello, friend.
Hello to everyone. Hey, hello, Brother O. My name is Bobby Wilson, and I'm from Las Vegas, and Jackie Wilson's my dad.
Oh my
How about
gosh.
That, Shannon? How about that, Ava?
Wow.
We have
welcome
the
to our show. Welcome. Oh,
we
my
have
God.
The son of Jackie Wilson.
I cannot.
Go ahead, Bobby, talk to us.
Yes, sir. That song, the funny, you played a woman, a love of a friend. That's one of my favorite songs of Jackie Wilson. He was quite the phenomenal entertainer, the singer, the showman, and the trenders. Because everybody, when I spoke with people like Berry Gordy and Duke from the Four Tops, or Otis from the Temptations. Mm-hmm. They all said that my dad was a trendsetter. Everybody tried to be like him. Everybody wanted to sound like him, including Elvis, who was
yep.
A great friend to my
mm-hmm.
father. So
mm-hmm.
I'm just happy that his music is coming around again. I can't tell you how many friends and family members and fans from all over the world that love his music and have never forgotten him.
Yes.
When I kind of first started out on this road, my drive was to keep his music alive. And so when I walk on stage, people hear him or see him. And when I sing his music, they hear him or see him. And even though I'm singing in my voice, not his, they still hear him and see him. And the stories I've
sure.
heard over the last 20 years has just been tremendous. You know, compared, this is a man that left quite a mark in the music business. So I want
Here's
to thank you for this music.
I got to let Shannon and Ava talk to Bobby Wilson, the son of Jackie Wilson, one of the greatest artists that ever lived. How
do
you feel about
can
that?
Can I do a poem? Can I do a poem?
Yeah,
I am
can.
So
yeah, 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 please, please.
Okay, I'm going to do my signature piece. Oh, and you know the name of it, but it's all clean now. I don't do explicit pieces no more. Not tonight anyway. So I am an artist
Good.
Called Outspoken Live, and the name of this piece is called The Double Life of Love. Everybody follow?
Yes.
Did you know love has
the mic
a double
is yours.
Life? Did you know love has a double life? I'll prove to you it's true. Are you sure that the one that you love so much is really in love with you? See, love has many definitions, and no one's definition of love is the same. The penitentiary is full of those who kill and steal, all in its double name. Can you even see those telltale signs that have been there the whole damn time? Maybe not, because the double life of love is clouded your one-track mind. If you really sit and think about all this love you're giving, then that'll have you thinking love is life, and being with the one you love means living. Can you really tell the one you love loves you and no one else, or are you simply trying to deny the fact that you're in love all by yourself? The double life of love seems to draw us down this double path. The double life of love will have you wanting the one that you can't have. And when we out to hiss us and we see that we've been schooled, I'd be damned if the double life of love ain't played a game and we played a double fool. But don't get it twisted in any way. Love will make you think it's real, but love is an action that goes both ways. It's not based on how it feels. The double life of love has all these ways to keep us blinded. The double life of love will make you look where you can't find
bandage. And when the search is over and you think you found the one, the double life of love will bring double trouble that should have come. It'll fool you into believing that you cannot live without it. Then you add your heart because you played that part, but you didn't read the script about it. The double life of love will make you want it even more. It snatches out your heart as it walks out those double doors. And then you get to know someone and think love is what you have. Let alone you'll see the truth as soon as they take off that mask. And when the truth has been unleashed because the lie's been unveiled, the double life of love is rid its double head and place your heart in hell. A part of the double life of love that has eluded us for years, we come to believe that love means pain as we shed those lonely tears. But I got good news. One half of the double life of love has to start and end with you. Treat yourself to the love, respect, and honor you want everyone else to do. And when we learn to love ourselves, some stuff is finna change. Cause we'll be cool when love walks out the door, cause we were cool before it came. And if we learn the lesson that the double life of love has taught, we will no longer chase people, places, or things that refuse to be caught. And when we've captured our own hearts and other apples in our own eyes, the double life of love will send a single blessing right before you in disguise. The things we think and thought we knew we might need to rise above. That's when and on receive both sides of the double life of love. That's that peace.
Wow.
Awesome.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Man, Shannon, you showing up.
That is amazing.
Yeah,
she is showing up and showing out tonight. Wow, Shannon.
Wow. Thank you for blessing us with that.
You know what,
that was beautiful.
I kind of missed you a little bit.
So I have a question for Bobby real quick.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Can you give us a little something? She just gave us a little something. Come on, baby.
Jerry,
give us a little something.
Jerry, you know I'm going to kill you when I see
Come
you.
Come on, baby. I love you. Come on. Give us.
All right. Just a little bit, I guess. I haven't sung all day, so here we go.
All right.
Your love is lifting me higher than I ever been lifted before. So keep it up, quenching my desire. And I'll be at your side forevermore. Don't you know that your love keeps on lifting higher, higher and higher. There you go.
Oh, I love you. Ava, what do you want to say?
Oh, my gosh. How great is that? What a blessing to have you guys on. What a blessing. What a perfect time to go into a track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O.
And this goes out to Bobby Wilson and Shannon Stanton and Jerry Petito and our wonderful host that's interviewing me tonight. Let's go re-petit, baby.
Look about, look about, look about, look about, ooh, we, look about, look about, look about, look about, ooh, we, oh, ah, oh, ah, ooh, we, well, she's so fine, 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 she's so fine, 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 she's so fine, 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 she's really sweet, the finest girl that ever owned me.
welcome back to the Casual Chat. This is Ava Holly, and we are here with some amazing people tonight. Bobby Wilson, wow. And Shannon, wow. Jerry, wow. And Gozy, wow.
And Bobby Wilson wants to say something before he goes, man. He's a busy man. Bobby, we love the fact that you came over here tonight, you know, being the offspring of one of the greatest singers to ever live. We thank you, man.
Wow.
Thank you. Yeah, he is, and he will always will be. I'm just honored to be here with you all, and I also want to plug myself, because I'm an artist, so you can check my music that's out on Spotify and everything else. I've covered a lot of my dad's music, but I got a hot song out in the house music area called Are You Ready to Dance? And you guys might like it, so check it out.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. The honor and pleasure has been ours. Thank you, and thank you guys for bringing Bobby on.
Thank you, Bobby. I love you, and
thank you, Jerry.
Another interview in the works. I love you.
Love you, too.
And that was the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee and Lifetime Achiever Award winner for the class of 2021, the Jersey Jewel, Miss Jerry Petito. I love you very much. Nothing you can do about it.
Love you, Jerry Petito. Love you, Shannon.
Love
you. Thank you so
love
much
you
for
too.
Your blessings.
Thank you for calling in. And that is our new candidate, okay? And it's crazy because, you know, there's no openings right now for interns or hosts, but Shannon is so humble and showing so much integrity. And I love you, Shannon. Very, very. I want the whole world to know that I said, and I love you very, very much.
And I want to say one thing to Shannon before you go. Miss Shannon, before you go, you were talking about the tools that you needed other than what you knew in your business of, you know, the behind-the-scenes stuff. Surround yourself with those people because that's going to come to you. Just manifest that, and it's going to come right to you.
Okay.
And always reach out if you need me. You are amazing, and reach out if you need me.
I definitely will.
All right. All right,
girl.
Love
you, Shannon.
Talk to you soon.
And listen to the rest of the show, too. All right, now. All right, Ava. Go ahead. Do your thing.
All right.
I'm ready for the rest of the next question.
Yeah, I want to ask you. You were talking about the weather in Wyoming. Is it now? Is it warm there all year round? Is that right?
No. It gets real cold in the wintertime.
It does
get
cold.
What do you do when you're
sitting on the porch in the snow? Like sitting, like you want to sit out on your porch? You know, does it snow there?
Okay.
I've never been to Wyoming.
It's you know, I have you know, my wood and my fire. It gets about hot as 70 degrees.
All right, listen, we have a coffee or a tea date in Wyoming because I've never been there. So after, what, we got 3 years, or I'm putting it on the calendar now, 3 years.
Yes.
And I'm coming to check you out in your Stetson and your boots and your horses and your porch.
You ready for this? A lot of times I come back, you know, in the wintertime, you know, of course, next year, whatever, because I know in Philadelphia, it's not that cold at this time. But I love coming back, you know what I mean, you know, with my Stetson, you know, my long, beautiful cashmere, you know, black or, you know, tan coat, my boots. And people are like, who is this guy? You know, it's crazy. Like, who is this black guy, man? And, you know, and long, I mean, I'm talking about a Tom Landry hat, you know what I mean, one of them long, long 10 gallons. It's like, who is this guy, man?
Hey, they're going to mistake you for Darius Rucker.
Listen, and you know what's crazy? I'm more handsome.
Nothing like knowing that, right? Mirrors on the wall, mirror, mirror.
That's it.
Oh my God.
The guy that's my man, Bruce. He got his little bike out there. Oh, Lord.
You never did get to the point about what made you want to do that. Was it just your cousin being out there, or did you get a taste of it?
No. It's just something that I'd love to do, you know, since childhood. You know, I saw the cowboy movies and all that, and I always envisioned myself to do that. And I'm in my 50s now, so I'm just trying to stay young, look young, and less stressed.
Yeah.
And, you know, out here, there is no, you know, a whole lot of violence, and people say how to do, how to done. It's a wonderful thing, man, to be out here.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So I love hearing those stories. So are there any other, like, life-changing memories that you remember, like maybe as a childhood, that made you go one way rather than another way? I mean, we never know if the choices
yeah.
we make are the right ones, but at least we have choices,
right.
you know? So was there something that sticks out in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, being part of the Crip set, you know, growing up in Compton, being a Nutty Block Crip, you know, being in a square, being in a box, being careful where you had to go, even in my little small city. You can be murdered at any time. Going to high school, still getting good grades, but still out there gangbanging. You know, what changed my life was when my parents, my mom being from Philadelphia, my dad being from Trenton, they wanted to come back to the East Coast, and it saved my life. You know, I was homeless out in the streets. I couldn't live with my dad and my mom because I was doing bad things. So I'll never forget when my dad told me, hey, you know, we moved back to, you know, Philadelphia. I was still in the streets. And I still, you know, not living in the streets, but I was living with, you know, gangbangers, moms and all that, whatever. But, you know, doing my thing. And she said, you know, he said, look, this is your chance. You know, I came with the Dickies on my back, you know, to LAX and no clothes, you know what I mean? And met my dad and my mom
right.
in Philadelphia and graduated high school and went into the service, you know, which I served for 20 years. Shout out to the United States Coast Guard. Went in because I wanted to be a journalist like Alex Haley, the great, great author you already know of Roots and many other books, Queen and all that. And he was the first ever
right.
chief journalist of the Coast Guard. There was no such thing. And I became a chief journalist, you know, left the service as a chief and chief petty officer, you know, top first class. And then after that, my mom passed away in 2003, and then my dad got a chance to see me get my master's degree from the University of Southern California, and I've been able to expound upon that. Imagine that. You know, don't tell me that life is over. A gangbanger like me became a scholastic genius and a journalistic orator. And, yeah. If you want to talk about life-changing experience, I don't want to hear people make excuses. I was in those streets, man.
Right.
Okay, I was in those streets heavy.
Right.
And a lot of the people that, you know, I grew up with, it was 41 people in my gang. And
wow.
Only six are alive.
Yeah.
And out of those six, only four are touching gravel outside. You know, I got two friends that are doing life sentences. I have one friend. And he's still my friend, and I got a chance to, you know, see him last year at San Quentin Correctional. You don't want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, you do not want to go there. He's serving, he has 335 years, natural life, for murder.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
And so shout out to my man Tracy. Shout out to my man Tracy. I love you, man. I know you're never coming home, but you're home in my heart.
First of all, thank you for your service. My father-in-law was a merchant marine. He passed away also a few years ago.
Yeah.
Anyway,
sorry for
thank
your
you
loss.
For your service. Oh, thank you. You too. This question may be a little tough to answer, so I don't know.
Never. I'm in show
spot,
business.
But,
I'm in show business, baby. Nothing is ever hard to answer for
right.
me. Go ahead. Do you think?
All right. Was there a pivotal moment? There's your path right in front of you. You either go down it, down the drain, or you turn around and go towards the light. Was there a pivotal moment for you that you said, I can't do this anymore, and I have to turn my way around?
Well, at that time, it was a pivotal moment, but it didn't change me. I still banged, but it was in my mind to this day. I always, you know, about four times I said this on the radio, the people who had interviewed me. My cousin Vaughn, me and him were thicker thieves. You know what I mean? That was that was my closest family member at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And we were kids. You know, shout out to Dominguez High School, Compton, California. You know, one day, you know, come out my white tee, white beater, you know, dicky pants, and I'm out there. You know, we going to get something to drink. So, you know, it's always a liquor store in every corner in Compton. And we're walking down the street. I said, oh, man, I forgot my wallet. He said, what? I said, man, I forgot my wallet. Man, let me go back to the house. I'm running right around. I'm going back to the house. And he said, okay. And he got into an altercation with a Caribbean guy. I guess the guy was standing too close to his back. And he said some things that he should have said. And you know, the guy said, you know, whatever he said, you know, expletive and patois, you know. And then he went back, you know, and went to his car and got his assault of a shotgun and blew my cousin's head off his shoulders. So when I came back into, you know, the stop and go, my cousin's body's on one side, and his head is on the other. And I'm like, what? I just left. And so it was really the angels, you know, protecting me. Who knows? Because I was a hothead, but I always carried my pistols. You know what I mean? So I could have, you know, it could have been I could have died, or I could have shot the man, I could go to jail, blah blah blah. But it was the almighty hand of all in all that saved my life. I still live with that, you know, the trauma of that, you know, the trauma of seeing that type of gore. People don't, you know, what I've been through. You talking about PTSD? You know, for the grace of God,
I
was
just
going to
say that.
I have the mentality to be able to still guide and lead people on this network, and do the best I can. You know what I mean? And and be as healthy as I can be mentally, and to guide people. And you know, I always say, you know, we're here to touch people and change people. Now, sometimes we change people negatively or positively. That's not our, you know, situation. We're here to tell the truth to people. If they deal with it in the right way, sometimes people give you attitude. You know, we don't want to hear the truth. You know what I mean? They try to lash back. Okay. But they always come around. You know, when you tell them the truth about themselves, they will say, you know, brother, oh, I thank you. And that's it. I mean, you know, just in life-changing experiences, you know, go through running a business where you have to let people go. Go through an experience where you see great people have to retire. Go through an experience of when you're trying to recruit, hire, and develop. You know, that's one of the main things. You know, we all are born with inherent capabilities, but if those things are filthy rags, if you don't have challenged behaviors.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, it's funny because people, and I think it's just human nature, but people tend to judge the book by the cover, you know, as the saying goes, don't judge a book by its cover, because people don't know. And they haven't walked in your shoes, walk a mile in my shoes. You know, they haven't they haven't been in the know of what someone has gone through to get them where they are now, you know? It's so amazing to me when you hear people's stories, because, you know, people just don't, they don't take the time to get to know someone anymore. And I'm hoping there's people like us out there, and all the people we've had on our shows, et cetera, that will change that. Like you said, you can affect someone positively or negatively. All you can do is put the truth out there and hope for the best and the change. And but you have to make it happen. You can't just sit and wallow, and you have to try to find a way to move forward. You know, I didn't go through the gory part like that. I mean, that's just amazing what you went through. I mean, I can think back in my life of various things that I went through that, you know, not like that, but similar situations. Yet I do remember a struggle time, you know, when I got divorced, I finally got my ex out of my house, and we were left, like, my daughter was six, and we were left with, like, I mean, I used to walk over the bridge to go to work and come home at 4 o'clock in the morning and walk the street with the foxes the real foxes on the street. And I'd be looking at the fox going, all right, I'm on this side of the road. You're on that side of the road. Just let me get down the street.
No fox was not trying to pay no attention to you, Aaron. They were just trying to live and survive just like you were. That's why you went hard.
Well, Yeah, well, it's crazy, man. I mean, the things that we've gone through to get us where we are. And, you know, they say everything leads you to where you are. So as we get older, I believe, when, you know, the cliche, older and wiser, it's so true. Mm-hmm. So for you that are listening that might be younger, just know that you're going to have a different feeling as you step into your years of boots, Stetsons or otherwise.
Yes.
Those are hats. Sorry.
There you go.
You do get wiser. You reflect. You know, you think about life more, and you try to understand what people have gone through in the way that they're trying to help you go through, you know?
Right, right. And you know, that's a great thing about it. you know, everybody don't grow up in an urban setting, and that's why I'm so glad to be in such a rural setting. Peace, mm-hmm. quiet, tranquility. You know, it's a beautiful thing, and we just got to be able to learn, love, relate, release, and just live our life the way it's supposed to be. And if we do
right.
that, we'll be
right.
fine.
And
We'll be fine.
And we sometimes don't know how that's supposed to be, no matter how old
that's
we
right.
are or young we are.
That's right.
You know,
we're still in school. I always say that all the time.
Yep.
We're still in school, so it's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Not. I grew up in Brooklyn, and we used to fall asleep to the train going by, to the garbage cans rattling, and people would tell me, oh, I can never live by a train. I'm like, what? You get used to it. You know, it was like
yeah.
comforting to fall asleep with the train.
yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing in itself. But I'll tell you this much, we're going to do another amazing track right now. And, of course, Lonely
awesome.
Teardrops. My goodness. Let's get it.
My heart is crying, crying. Lonely teardrop. My pillow never smiled. Lonely teardrop. Come home, come home. Just say you will. Say you will.
To the casual chat. I'm Ava Holly talking with our legendary producer, Brother O. It's so easy to chat with you, and I'm so grateful
Thank you.
You're on the show tonight. Thank you so much for sharing your stories. And, you know, it's so interesting to hear people's stories. I love that. And I think that's why I like so much music, because I love the storytelling, you know, and that voice, Jackie Wilson. Oh, my gosh. it's just amazing. Did you know that Bobby was going to come on, or was that a surprise for you too?
I knew it. So isn't it wonderful to be in broadcasting?
Oh yeah, that's just amazing. You just never know who you're gonna run into, who you're gonna find, who you're gonna talk to, and what they have to share. Like now, and Bobby's carrying on his father's legacy with his own style and things, you know.
Yes.
So that's just amazing.
I'm gonna let you go ahead. I got some callers I want to call in. So give me about 2 minutes and maybe 30 seconds. I want you to go into things that are life changing for you as I go into the callers. Okay. So do your thing.
Sure. All right. Multitasking tonight, Brother O. Yeah, you know, life can throw you lots of twists and turns, you know. I remember when, you know, I had mentioned previously my ex left, my daughter was six, and we didn't really have very much. I'd walk back and forth to work over the bridge, and she really wanted to go to the zoo. I didn't have the money to take her to the zoo, and at that time, the zoo there, it was just a donation to get in the gate. I didn't have any money for a donation for the zoo. So, you know, I was trying to, like, figure out how to explain to her that we couldn't go to the zoo, and it's cleaning or something, I don't know. I picked up a jacket, and a $10 bill fell out of the pocket of the jacket. I remember this like it was yesterday. A $10 bill fell out, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, we're rich. And I was able to take my daughter to the zoo with a $10 donation and not have to, I mean, you know, I think kids growing up, they don't know what they don't know. We all don't know what we don't know. But she had no idea that we were struggling. She was just so happy that she was able to go to the zoo. So it's those kind of things that stick out in your mind. And, you know, talking with Brother O today and thinking about our topic, stirred up some emotions, some things.
Yes.
You know, we have a lot going on in our lives right now. And like last night, my dog's got this new routine where she'll walk over to me and she'll put her paws up on you like she wants something. And then all of a sudden she'll roll down on her belly. And she's only like 2.5 inches, what am I saying? 2.5 feet long, not even that, maybe 2 feet long. She'll roll over on her belly, and last night she wouldn't, like, come off of that. For, like, 10 minutes I was just rubbing her belly, and all of a sudden the tears just started rolling down my face. This was last night. And I could not – it took me to some emotional place because there's just so much going on right now. And just,
right,
like I said before, feeling the heartbeat and rubbing her belly, and she didn't want to move. I mean, I couldn't move after that position for 10 minutes, but I just felt so emotional, and the tears were just rolling down my face. It was just, I don't know what it was that she brought out in me yet. You know, that's something that I'm going to remember for my life also.
All right, I got these callers ready to come on here. Let's bring the next caller.
All right.
You're on live with Ava Holly and a casual chat. Caller,
you there?
Uh-oh.
You there, caller?
Five more seconds, caller.
Hello?
There you are. Speak up, sweetie. Who are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yep.
We hear you. Speak up.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that of you. Hi. Oh, Ms. Ricardo.
There you go.
This show is really, really good. Hi. I was just listening to it, and honestly, I was listening to a lot of some of the stuff that Brother O was saying, and it was real inspiring.
Uh-huh.
And it also made me, you know, like, I'm learning a little bit more about who you are. You get what I mean? And it's real inspirational. And at the same time, it's unfortunate too, you know, a lot of the trauma and stuff that we have to endure growing up in the inner city.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
mm-hmm.
it's just amazing that you actually went through it and you got through it, because so many young, you know, black boys that grew up in the inner city don't actually make it to tell their story. You get what
yes.
I mean?
Yep.
So I just, it was beautiful. Like, and I can't wait. One day maybe I can interview you, you know, and that way I can get to know more of you. But it's just really, like, it's been a treat, honestly. Like, it's really been a treat. So I just
Well, it's
say,
funny
you
know, said that because you know, you lost your brother last year. The violence.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to hear that.
You know, and, you know, it's another ending battle with that. No matter if you grew up in sunny California or you know, Cole Trenton. Doesn't matter. You got to be able to build the bridge of your own life, your own experience. I'm proud of you, you know, and you kept the faith. And, you know, I'm going to tell you something about this broadcaster. This man, I told him, no, don't do your show. He said, I got to do it. I said, no, Ricardo, you just lost your brother. No, I don't need to be thinking about that right now. You know, the show will give me the sustenance that I need at this time. And I thought that was just outstandingly courageous.
Yeah.
And I really thank you for that. Yeah. I never forgot that, Ricardo. Thank you.
God bless
you,
Ricardo. I've heard your show before.
God
bless you. You're amazing. You're amazing. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you. Have a great night.
All right, Ava, any final thoughts?
We have another caller?
No. I was hoping to call the call back. I was hoping to call back, but you know.
Okay. We lost one. Lost one.
Yeah.
Bites it down.
I'm going to bring back on Shannon, because I know Shannon has, you know, has a lot to say, and I want the world to know who she is, because it's important for Saturday. All the people to support, go out and support Shannon and her show, please. Please.
And her show's going to be at 10:30, correct?
Talk to us, Shannon. Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, it is Saturday, this coming Saturday, from 10:30 to 12. It's called The Proof of a Prodigy, Broken In for My Breakthrough. And it's going to tell a little story about how I got up to this point. I'm an artist, and I'm struggling with myself and trying to evolve as a person and an artist as well. Is not easy work to do, but it's no going back to what I used to be, because I've risen above a lot of stuff and got hurt in the process. So it's proof of a prodigy, and it's going to be a step-by-step proof of a prodigy.
There you go. Hey, you know what? Someone else has Ava, before you go there, I gotta bring on another surprise. Someone that would love to speak to you, Shannon, and she knows you, Shannon. Hey, caller, why don't you speak up?
Hello?
Hey, hey.
Hello.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing tonight?
How are you? Where are you calling from?
This is Angela. I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Right. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Angela. Welcome.
Hey, how are you? It's so good to hear all of you guys' voice tonight. I tell you, it's just been ringing in my spirit that we just need to stand. All of us are standing on some promises and standing on some things that we just need to know that everything that we pray has already been answered. We just have to wait for the manifestation and the materialization of those things. So somebody today just needs to stand in faith and believe while they standing in faith. Believe that faith. You got to believe what you're standing in. Ha, thank you. But I thank y'all for this show tonight, because it has been very inspirational. Brother O, you know how I feel about you.
Thank you very much.
Words cannot express. So I won't even begin to tell you, because words do not express what you do for us constant basis and the opportunity that you provide for us. But I just want to say one thing, and then I'm going to move out the way. Ava, thank you for this amazing show tonight. I just want everybody to continue to bring awareness to Alexis Ware. Bring Alexis home. We don't know where this young lady is. She's vanished. We have no clue. Somebody saw something. Somebody heard something. She got two babies at home, and we need to bring her home.
Now. Bring her home now. Bring her home now. Say her name, Alexis Ware. And, you know, Angela, you know the walk of Shannon Stanton. You know. You've been here. You've been a teammate. We have to say, you know, as a former commissioner to this young candidate who is just waiting for opportunity to be interned.
Yeah.
Well,
Angela, thank you so much for calling in. And, you know, I really thought as
No, Ava, she's about to say something to Shannon. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Angela.
Oh,
you're fine.
No, I just want to welcome her back home where she belongs. So welcome home. And I pray that you use your gift and your talent, because you have a gift and a talent that's rare. And if you allow that that's on the inside of you flow, I'm telling you, you are unstoppable, you're unmovable. Because the word that I believe, and the way my belief system is set up, he said he will make room for your gift.
Yes.
And your gift will make room for you.
I love that.
Thank you so much. I feel positive about it, but like I said, the seed was planted with you. I believe a little bit of something now, but I believe that, you know, everybody got an opportunity to grow, and this is my perfect opportunity to grow some more. I just had to get back to my basics, and my basics started with you, O. And I thank you for everything.
I love you very much, Shannon, and I love you very much, Angela Thomas Smith, former commissioner, the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith. And Ava, what do you want to say to these two young ladies before we go to our final thoughts?
You know, I was just thinking about, you know, when you and I were talking about, you know, getting to know each other better, and, you know, it'd be great to be on the show so, you know, we could get to know you, listeners get to know you, and your listeners love you, and I love you too. I haven't even met you, and I don't know you that long. I feel like you're a brother from another mother. But I wanted to say to the two lovely ladies that people come into our lives for a reason, a season, or a lifetime, and it's just oozing through the screen with the love and the support. And Angela hit it on the head with the inspiration, because we all needed this, you know, we all needed this.
Yes.
Everything leads you to where you are, and we all needed this tonight, all of us. So thank you so much, both of you ladies. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for being here for me. And I hope I can support and be there for you as well.
Thank you. Y'all stay blessed and be safe.
All right.
Thank you.
And thank you, Angela, so much. And now your final thoughts for me. What you have to say to me before I go into, you know, WBN and Ngozi time.
Yeah, and Ngozi time. You know, I really want to get to meet you face to face, because I feel like I know you, like
yes.
in my life. And I only know you, what, not quite a year yet. Maybe 6 months,
yeah.
7 months, 8 months, something like that.
About 7 months. That's correct.
Something like that. Yeah. So, but I feel like I know you. I feel like we're connected somehow, and we haven't even met face to face yet. So, thank you for your blessings, your gifts. Thank you for being here, and thank you for all you do, not only for me but for everybody involved in our dynasty.
I really appreciate that, and you know, what more can I say that hasn't already been said? Tomorrow night, I already told everybody, please, and Avery, you get a chance, please listen tomorrow night. It's so important to get to a point where people have been downtrodden for a long time. And tomorrow night's thesis is going to be very, very important. It's the National Black Political Convention at Gary, 1972. We're going to go over that, go over some basics, the manifesto, and how it has not changed. Situations and a variety of array of circumstances have not changed in 50 years. It happened in March of 1972, Ava, and now March of 2022, nothing has changed, and things have gotten, you know, I would say, you know, laterally, I'm not going to say worse, because every single generation goes through their thing. This is something I learned too, Ava, that everyone goes through, oh, man, oh, the good old days. No. No days were good old days. When your son had to be drafted to Vietnam, that was not good old days. What are you talking about? That's not good old days. Oh, my goodness. You know, like, no. That's not good old days. You know, we just got to do better, you know, as a people. And once we get to that point, we'll be fine. Tomorrow night, of course, I'm a stand-up guy, Oladele Ngozi, 9:30 Eastern Daylight. At WBN, and WBN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are on Twitter and Instagram, you know, as well as Pinterest. And also, Oladele Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or welcome program tonight, oladele.ngozi@gmail.com. And I am the 2022 International Internet Radio Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever Elect. But most importantly, I'm your mother and father's favorite, Oladele Malewa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio, supports on a constant basis. For the next 2 minutes of the program, we go back to Ava Holly.
You know, Billy Joel had a song out that wound up being used in schools, but it talked about, you know, we didn't start the fire. They blamed it on the generation before. They blamed it on the generation before. And every generation had its problems, like you said. Yet goes back to that cliche, the more things change, the more they stay the same. So I think it's people like us that put ourselves out there to help inspire others that will bring change. Yet I agree with you. It's like 50 years and not much has changed. You know, we can only hope that we shed a light of positivity on somebody. You change one person, you know, you bring up one person, you give one person hope, and that's something rather than nothing. Right?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And I think that, you know, we as a people will come together and make the preamble great to form. A more perfect union. All right, Ava, and all the rest of everybody out there, good night and good luck. See ya.